What are people interested in? What are you choosing to tell them? Have you hesitated before posting what you post here? That's one question I could ask you. Yes, I could tell you I have installed a hammock today, very colorful one. I went for a walk this morning for 2.5 hours. I thought 1.5 hours would be just what I would need, but since I took a lot of photos with a regular big good quality camera, I've got a Canon D60, I think, and my iPhone for landscapes with HDR, which look a bit artificial at times, but it's okay, it depends on the way you use it. Anyway, I could tell you all that. I've just done it. But to make it interesting, perhaps I should rumble, but not too much. I've just tried once to record something, and finally I deleted it. That's one of the problems, to let it go. So, my two cats are just sleeping. The weather is not very good today. A bit cloudy. I'm in my chalet, 1,600 meter high. Normally, if it's 30 degrees in the plain here, it's around 24. Today, it's certainly a bit less than that. But it's still pleasant. I don't really know what I'm going to do. Perhaps going on reading. I'm reading Victor Hugo, 1993. I think it's called 93, so 93 in French or France. Because in Switzerland we wouldn't say 93, we would say 93. As you possibly know, in Switzerland and in Belgium, people say numbers differently from the French. Anyway, that's one thing I've done a bit this morning. I'm not going to read a lot. I'm possibly going to continue my translation of The Little Prince. I haven't done that for some days, and I should really progress with that. I've translated it into Arpitan last year, and now I'm writing a second version of it, the reference version, because there's a kind of common handwriting we've got, because our Arpitan dialects have very different pronunciations, even from one village to the other. People used to write them down in phonetics, which is a bit silly, because people from other villages have problems reading it, and there was, yes, common way of writing the language was found out, a kind of a common denominator, yes, was found by a linguist called Dominic Stich. He suggested that, I mean, each dialect should go on pronouncing his language the way he does, but there's the possibility of writing in a common way, so people of another dialect will recognize that your words, even if they don't pronounce it the same way, because this common reference writing is etymological, so they will recognize it. It looks like French, but isn't French. It's Opportunist, the language, the closest to French. Yes, I told you if I start speaking about Opportun, I never stop. Anyway, that's the news for me. And see you around. I don't know how long I'm going to record things here, but yes, I'm giving it a try because I still have a week on my own here with the two cats, so why not start spending some time doing it? Cheers. I could tell you something about this 93 book by Victor Hugo. It's quite astonishing because Victor Hugo lived quite later than the French Revolution, and he's writing about the French Revolution and actually about a corvette, a ship starting from something like Britain or Jersey, I'm not sure, and bringing a kind of Marquis of Brittany to France to start a counter-revolution there. And the descriptions of the sea is just extraordinary. Some descriptions are quite astonishing, and also the ambience of nature in the evening or in the morning. These peaceful atmospheres are really poetic. And yes, what was really striking, however, was really the descriptions at the sea. For example, cannon is loose inside a ship and is killing people and and also destroying the ship slowly but surely. And this is quite an incredible description because you really have the impression this is a monster which is unleashed inside the ship and causing havoc there. This is worth reading. Yes, I'm reading it in French. I don't know. It all depends certainly on the translations, but Victor Hugo is has surely been translated quite well into English or many languages. That's it. Just something more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.